Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main boat facility of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. Entering stage right is Bub the Master and the ladies' man sitting right there on the floor. It's Friday, Bub. Good morning. How you doing today?
So 2 years in the making. Not sure if you guys can see this thing and the clarity that this thing has. Let me tell you, over hundreds of hours into this complete Ford GTX1 conversion, and let me tell you, the paint clarity on this car is probably... Listen, I've seen some pretty award-winning paint jobs. There are big names
Stunning.
In the industry. Foose has
Stunning.
Done some incredible paint and awards
Good friend
with
of
his
ours.
Stuff.
Chip,
everybody
Jody,
that has done stuff for SEMA. Let me tell you, dude, this thing, mirror quality shine, literally 20 feet back yesterday, 2 days ago, I was wearing a T-shirt, like a skate T-shirt.
Yep.
And the words on my shirt were maybe about 3/4 inch tall in height. I'm about 15 feet back. On my Instagram, I literally took that photo from about 15 feet away with this front hood up, which is the trunk compartment, the storage compartment. And you could literally see every word and letter in my shirt to the T.
Have to share that out on the company Instagram. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique. Miss Outlaw Boutique. Bub, the moose is loose out there today, Bub. And we're going to talk about a whole new way to detail real quick on this car as well. And Orange County Choppers. Bub, Orange County Choppers are...
Choppers done Bubba style.
Bub, this is the GTX1 BEM Edition 1-of-1 GT40. It's a 2006. It's owned by a very prominent client. It has been filled with, as television lets you see, Bub, it happens overnight. It's a miracle. It's done and we're finished and that's the end of it. Correct?
Yeah. Perfect.
Doesn't happen that way, does it?
Yeah, so that works that way if you want cars that are slapped. Where are you going again?
I'll be right back, Bub.
Every time. He literally just gone, disappears. Here he comes. Here he comes with his bottles of lube. This is what he's been doing all morning long, walking around planning about what he wants to say.
I want people to see how this car looks as pretty as it does.
Well, that's true. So I'll tell you what, man. I don't even know what I was talking about.
We are going to talk about all of the problems that we've had with this car.
We're going to talk about what happens when you rush and you get a rush job versus taking the time and you get a quality job. And this, let me tell you, is a perfect example of that. We have had a lot of our close friends, a lot of our high-end clients come in that have seen this car over the past couple years getting built and designed. And let me tell you, the carbon fiber custom pieces we've had to do for this thing on the engine cover, the custom Lexan where we've got through, you know, see-through visible engines.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
There are so many pieces and custom mods that you have to this ride that, although it still looks like the generic and very, you know, iconic Ford GT40, this thing is an absolute beast, man. This thing is incredible. Target top design, full carbon windshield framing, full carbon door framing, full carbon engine hatch. So all custom molded right here at BEM with a lot of time and custom body and paint mods. And let me tell you, dude, this thing shows. When you stand right here, everybody that's coming to see this car before it leaves today, incredible.
But I want to share with everybody, this car was scheduled to leave at 2:00 on Wednesday. The client called. We were up against the deadline at 1:00. My beautiful bride, Robin, will enjoy this story because I know she's out there watching and she's going to laugh. The client was his pilot, didn't want to fly through the storms, the terrible South Florida storms. We dealt with them yesterday. The water was so deep out there yesterday, the cars couldn't get through. The airboats were out yesterday, Bub.
This is a true story.
Today at noontime, his pilot lands, and he needs to get on the road. His house is up for sale down in the Keys. You go to do the final quality control drive, and Bub, after 2 years of stellar work, what happens?
Can I exit stage right now or left? I'm going to show you guys. Stay right here. I'll be right back.
So, ladies and gentlemen,
about something.
This is how
I'm
going to
throw you off when I come back.
When you work on these cars, you take it very personally because you're responsible for the build of the vehicle itself. The client's on the way in. He has to be down at his house in the Keys, which is 4 hours from here. He's scheduled to leave at noontime promptly to be there at 4:00. Bub does his final quality control drive.
That's enough of your talking. So listen, so quality control driving, it basically entails everything from start to finish. We get in this thing. We have probably, I would say, a minimum of 20 hours alone of detailing into this car. Not our wet sanding and buffing, our 7-stage BEM polish we do here, not our paint and body side, just 20 hours of straight detailing. Every last nook and cranny, every crack, every crevice, every gap, every door jam, every last piece, because there's compound that goes everywhere. Naturally, you have to get inside of every one of those pieces to make sure you have a show-winning piece when you are done. All of that has been done. This thing looks incredible. So we go out, we do our quality control drives. We are looking super fly. This thing is laying down a crazy tire shredding 750 rear wheel horsepower with this 5.4 supercharge. This thing has a lot of mods to it. Very hard to keep this power to plant to the road. Well, until you run it a little too hard and poof, you blow up the fuel pump driver. So now coming in from Ford, we are waiting for the other one to come in right now for the secondary fuel pump. This car is on twin pumps to supply fuel for all of that power. And now we're up against the wall. Client coming in, car not running on the upper half of the power band from 4,000 on, which is gonna be this little deal right here, which by the way, 5 seconds to replace, $150, total setback.
Very rare that you could even find one of those. They are exclusive to the GT40s, Bub.
Exactly.
So, Bub, we did go through this car top to bottom. Good morning to my beautiful bride, Robin, who's out there. Your brother, Nate, is also watching as well. Jack in Ontario, Canada, is watching as well, Bub. We took on a whole new line of products, Bub. I want to talk about Suds Direct, man, and this car is looking the way it is from a detail perspective because we decided to give a new shot to this product. Let's talk about this product, man.
So
interior, exterior.
Let's just talk about number one, very first thing. To me, when I clean cars, I not only want them clean, but I want them to smell really good. Like there's something about either when you go and you buy a new car and you get that new car smell, everybody knows it. Or when you get your car freshly detailed and you can smell all of that stuff, whether it's like your carpets were shampooed or maybe they weren't, maybe your car just naturally smells good when it's clean, or maybe it's an air freshener. I like black ice. I'm not saying black guys. I'm saying black ice.
Black ice, yes.
The tree, you know, the tree ones, right?
Exactly,
so I rip
right,
all
bro.
Those open. I shove like 10 of them under my seats. And let me tell you, it smells really good.
Does,
super strong. It? Have to take a Claritin before you get in my car.
Yeah, you do.
But I'll tell you what, man, it's all about that smell. You want it to smell good and you want it to look super fly, and that's exactly what you get right out of the gate. Dude, first shot, you smell it on the microfiber.
And you know what, Bub? We are going to be selling this line of product here at BEM. We are going to make this one of our title sponsors. I want to show you a couple things. Notice, Bub, this bottle is not round like the car wash product itself.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Very, very smart thinking. People who are in the detailing environment move very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to put a round bottle in your pocket, ladies and gentlemen. Much like the old whiskey bottles, if you will, this is designed to sit flat in your back pocket.
Pretty smart.
So you can reach in and grab it.
Yeah.
Only product on the market also, Bub, that shoots at what angles?
Upside down, right?
Upside down, 360 degrees.
How can you even do that? There has to be some sort of aeration system in here that creates this flow and pressure that causes this siphoning effect to, I don't even know, I'm just going to town here.
That's correct.
It's probably just a hole that's in the bottom side of the cap that
it's
doesn't require the straw.
There.
Exactly.
Got a check valve there.
Right. So I knew it had to be something simple.
Suds
I was
Direct,
just trying
Bob.
To go big there.
Suds Direct.
That's it.
The only way to go, man. This is going to be the complete line of cleaning products. We did a photo shoot this morning. Big Money was out there with it as well, Bub, car looks very, very good. We want to thank Suds Direct for bringing those cleaning and detailing products directly to us, man.
You know, and that's always like the icing on the cake, man. So it's everybody knows that, you know, we've done plenty of our Instagram stuff, our behind the scenes. We don't mind sharing the high quality components that we use here, especially when we do like our 7-stage complete polishes. Those are everything from literally 3M sourced products. That is everything from a 1,000 grit sand to a 1,500 to a 3 to also a 5. That's just our 4-stage and wet sanding that we do if there's severe blemishes that need to come out. But that will literally cut you into clear to a point where you are working with so much of a smooth, flawless, clean surface that by the time you're down to that wet 5,000 grit sandpaper, the very first pass of your buffing pad on your step one, there's 1, 2, and 3 there as well. So that's where you get your 7-stage total. You go to that pass on the step one. And let me tell you, it brings mirror image right away. The rest is for like a swirl shine and then also for an ultra fine finish. Then that's just to get the car to where it's clear. Then you do your final detailing, and that's where this stuff comes in. That's what I meant by that extra 20 hours of just detailing alone, every little gap. I mean, in the headlights, in the
it
gap.
Gets everything.
Every
man.
Last piece, that's where you get it, and that's what makes or breaks a car when it either looks sloppy and looks like somebody just ran a little quick orbital buffer over it, and there's, you know, crap all on the sides and the compound. That's not what you want. You want a car that never looks like it's been touched in terms of its paint and body, in terms of wet sanding or polishing, but it has to have a mirror quality shine and is supreme clean.
And you know what, Bub? Jack up in Ontario, Canada says he loves coconut smell in his car.
You can't
Jack,
show him the coconut smell
take
through
a smell
the
smell of that, man. Ooh, doesn't that smell good? Tropical paradise out there. People are saying
there's
they
no
love.
Chance he could smell what that smelled like.
He did.
Okay.
He did.
We'll have to just send Jack a bottle and see what it's like.
Bailey Danberg says, I love Suds products, man. Joseph Kramer loves them as well. Nate says it's bad ass, Bub. Let's talk a little bit about, Bub, what is making this car the only one of its type in the entire world. There were several things that set this apart, and then one thing that you did took it around the corner.
Right, so this car is, most people know the Ford GTs or the GT40s. Some people consider them one or the other. Really, it was considered a Ford GT in the 2000 era, not a GT40. The GT40s were the vintage GTs that were from back in the day when these cars originally started in the 60s.
Correct.
So when you consider these cars, you really consider them a Ford GT, not a GT40. So this car being a Ford GT starting point, they were actually outsourced from Ford directly to a Ford designer that actually was part of building and designing these cars at Ford's mass production plant. And they also outsourced these things to get them done with these X1 conversions. The X1 conversion was a lot of pieces. It was taking the Ford GT, which had a full door assembly on it, where as you open the door, you literally had half of the headliner in the roof came out with the door as well.
That's
made
correct.
For easy entry and exiting, right? So that conversion, the X1 conversion, chopped those off. It essentially chopped them off, either turned them into a T-top style system where that piece could be removable if you wanted to just drive the car around without that center section in, let some sun come in on the roof of you, or you could get a one-piece target design, or you could get a full soft top design, a coupe design, a roadster design, plenty of different options out there, and that's all that this company was licensed to do, was make these conversions built off of the Ford GT platform. That's exactly what happened here, only this car never met its finishing day. So we had to go through at BEM, we completely designed this thing up to a point where it was not only a one-piece target top, also a one-piece soft top assembly, and a full open roadster. So you have three different ride designs that you can do in this car in one. So that is what makes this thing so fun. Literally a $700,000 car that allows you three different driving styles, almost like having three different cars. What are you doing?
So,
you're
Bub,
doing it again, aren't you?
This is
walking off set again.
This is the BEM target top that you designed for this car.
That's right.
It is absolutely stunning. You'll notice, ladies and gentlemen, around the world that this does match the factory stripe all the way down. And if we lay this
pretty
on,
sure
you'll
it was
see
6 3/4 wide, maybe 7 3/4. Don't remember. I painted them like 20 times.
Wide. I cannot. It's hard to turn it over because you're doing your final cut and polish on it, Bub. But underneath of this, you can see there are two stainless steel fasteners. Why stainless steel on this, Bub?
Well, of course, one simple reason: it's not going to rust. Not like the car is going to sit out in the rain. But you are here in South Florida. You do have moisture. You don't want to use anything other than stainless.
The top will sit like this on top of the car, Bub. Currently, the Quick Connect system that you've designed for it, it'll sit like this. The Quick Connect system that you've designed for it has not been unmasked yet for secrecy reasons, but this is it right here. It is a straight pin pull assembly. So there's weather strip on the front and back of this thing so that it seals very quiet, no water comes in, and if the client wants to stop on the side of the road, get out and take his top out, it's seated by two pins in the back, a quick release here, and the top's off, and he's on his way down the road.
That's right.
Pretty smart idea.
Simple as that. There's your one-piece target design, two pins, and you're cruising.
Down the road. That alone makes it a very special car. What also sets this apart, Bub, is the color of the
I forgot
car.
About that part.
Take it.
Okay, so it's the only one that was ever produced in a yellow with black racing stripe.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Simple as that.
Simple as that. So you are looking at a one-of-one car. This car will leave today and head back down to the Keys, although I don't know what time that's gonna take place. Like Bub said, send Jack a bottle. Yes, Jack needs a bottle.
That way he can actually smell it.
Jack said, up in Canada. Okay, Jack, we'll send you a bottle. I know my son's direct sponsor is out there watching. We need to get a bottle up to Ontario, Canada. Jack, by the way, send me your mailing address. Send it to me direct. Tom, T-O-M, at Bubba's ExoticMotorsports.com. Tom at Bubba's ExoticMotorsports.com. We'll get it in your hands up there. You'd be to the Canada kind of voice to people out there.
Let me just ask one question. This is one of those questions, and we're going to see. I don't know if it's going to work right now. It's not going to work.
What are you thinking?
Okay, so one of the historical questions with this car is, does anybody know where the 40 came from in GT40?
I do.
Not
allowed
this
to answer.
Series car.
With the original series.
With
car.
The original series,
I
and
do,
that's why there
answer.
Is a difference between these two model lines, the Ford GT, the Ford GT40.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, Bub, the master is asking you, what is the difference between
I
this?
I feel like we should give a moment of silence and see if anyone chimes in.
Okay, that's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Bub wants to know what the difference, in fact, I'll tell you what, if you can answer the question properly, Bub and I
we'll
will send you
a tropical smoothie bottle of the stuff.
We'll send you a complimentary bottle of the spray detailer, okay, the spray detailer from Suds Direct. We will send you a bottle of our cost. We'll do the shipping and the mailing of the Suds Direct detailer for you to try. If you can tell us why the original car, the 40, what the 40 stood for in the original car. You cannot look it up on the internet. I'm watching for your responses right now. Jack says, sounds good. I'll be the judge of how good it smells. Kenny Mitchell is watching. Thank you. Angelique, I love the smell of coconut. Mmm. Yeah, it's super, super, super good. How about that? Let's see. Angie, good morning to you as well out there. We want to say good morning to
you. Did anyone win yet or no?
No, nobody's won yet. Oh, Bub's going to give everybody a hint. Okay, I can give it. I can get that. Okay.
I don't know how good this side-by-side is going to be, but we're just going to go with it.
I think it's going to be a good comparison. So if you're a fan of the show, ladies and gentlemen, you'll keep up with the fact that we are currently building the BEM supermodel Leila Von Athey Jeep. Okay? And Bub has talked to you about the wheel and tire combination that is going to be featured on that SEMA vehicle. The question is, what did the original 40 stand for in the first generation GT40 cars? And that tire and wheel combination is your clue.
That's your clue. I feel like we should give him the answer already. Okay, so the original era Ford GTs, considered a GT40, were actually the 40 stood for 40 inches high, which, as you can see, there's a slight difference in height by about 4.5-5 inches of a 40-inch Nitto Trail Grappler tire. Got to thank Nitto for those. Versus the new Ford GTs.
How about that? There you go, ladies and
gentlemen. So that is why you had a Ford GT40 versus a Ford GT.
So, Bub, we did not fail on Wednesday to deliver the car. We failed on today to deliver the car, but not by something we did, by a mechanical circumstance.
Right.
These are the things that happen, ladies and gentlemen, when you have a car being built by somebody, or the things you have to be patient with. It doesn't
always
work out.
Well, hey, man, that's just what happens. You know, crap fails. Literally on a final QC drive to the gas pump to fill this bad boy up with 100 octane fuel that we have down here in beautiful South Florida to just lay down that raw horsepower, and guess what happens?
That's it. Fuel pump module.
So thank you guys for watching. If you haven't seen some of the behind the scenes on this, go to bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, scroll down, get to our Instagram page or our Facebook page. That's probably where you guys are at now. You can go out and look at all of the behind the scenes shots. Instagram has a lot of great ones on it, on this car, from the day it came in to the day we've rebuilt it to the complete redesign, plus now the final delivery. We will do some walk around shots later on, so stay tuned for that. Keep on doing it Bubba style.
Hey, Bub, before you
start. No, I'm
off,
leaving. I'm done.
Right. Okay, well, you can still speak tomorrow on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, Doing It Bubba Style. We will be featuring a recap of this, Bub, a couple other things, and we may have a very special celebrity call-in guest. Everybody have to stay attention to the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page, and you'll find out about that. Correct, Bub?
So it's actually pretty amazing when everybody out there is looking, and you do actually look at that tire versus the height of that car. If we lower that car about 2.5 inches, it would be sitting right where it should be.
Where it should be. The original car, correct, Bub?
Yeah, which is pretty amazing, because 40 inches is a pretty low height for a vehicle.
It really is, man.
Yeah, it's pretty low.
It really is. I wonder if it's as high as the BEM 981 over there.
It's definitely more than that.
Is it really?
Yeah. All right, I got to go.
If you took the top down, would it make a difference?
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference.
This episode's been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, ladies and gentlemen. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Suds Direct for all your detailing needs. It is Suds Direct, ladies and gentlemen. Available now on sale at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. You will be seeing it up on our website. Jack, you have a complimentary coconut-smelling leather cleaner, and I'm going to get you one of the exterior cleaners as well. You're going to be blown away at how this product works, man. Good stuff. Very expensive, though. It works incredibly well. Best product I've seen yet on the market, honestly. It's good, good stuff. That's why we're attaching our name to it. So Suds Direct, man. Suds Direct is detailing done Bubba style. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Outlaw Boutique, the moose is loose all over the internet now, exclusively. Robin and Layla tearing it up, bringing you the latest in boutique fashion, apparel, and accessories. Bub's moving around off stage, right? Taking my attention away. He's leading up against Paul Sr.'s Polaris over there. Bub, you haven't rolled that thing yet?
You know, listen, there's only so many things you can do in life to make situations just not get worse.
Yeah.
What could possibly be happening in Mother Nature outside
it's
right
pouring,
now?
It's pouring,
man. It's pouring rain, dude.
It's pouring rain.
So let me go ahead and finish buffing this top for this thing and button it up on here and, you know, get it ready to just go out and cruise in the beautiful, not so beautiful.
Now that it has such direct detailing products, the water will beat up very well. Miss Outlaw Boutique, ladies and gentlemen, on the web. MissOutlawBoutique.com. Orange County Choppers are, and I hear it hitting the roof, Bub. Chopper's done Bubba style. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow join us, please, from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, where we will have great people out there. Jack Bias says, awesome, guys. Angie says she misses our faces. We'll be seeing you real soon. Can't wait to see my son, Nate. It's been too long. It's been almost a year, Bub, hasn't it? Been a while, man. Ladies and gentlemen, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock tomorrow, 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will see you tomorrow. Let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today, can we, man? Let's open the door for somebody who's got their hands full. Let's put a top on somebody's car who's driving around in the rain. Let's put shoes on people's feet who have holes in them. And ladies and gentlemen, if somebody's hungry standing there with a sign, take them across the street to Citgo, 7-Eleven, something like that, man. Energy drink. A power drink, power bar, something like that, man. It's cheaper than your designer cup of coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, until tomorrow at 9 a.m., let's just keep on doing it. Bubba style. Little man, you ready to go get something to eat?